Another thing that came out in breast cancer, it's going to be curious to see what happens in colon cancer, is the Genomic Health Oncotype DX assay. And I know the NSABP is preparing data. I think it's going to be presented pretty soon, hopefully this year, looking at a similar approach in colon cancer. I'm curious what your thoughts are about what happened in breast cancer and what they saw and whether you think it's for real and valid and what we'll see with the same kind of strategy in colon cancer.
To answer the second question first, I think it's sorely needed in colon cancer. And I think in an area where we've got fewer confident prognostic markers, I think it'll have greater uptake. I think it'll be more successful in colon cancer than it was in breast cancer. I think breast cancer, we've been giving adjuvant therapy for so long. The most common answer I hear from my colleagues is we already know who we want to treat and don't want to treat. Second to that is the data has clearly shown, as you've researched and evidence, most of these women want to take the adjuvant therapy and are willing to accept some risk for a little benefit. The irony on the Oncotype DX is we've got to get comfortable with the group of patients where we're not making an impact with chemotherapy and go on with that result. It's the kind of scenario where I've ordered it very few times, but I would certainly want my wife to have it done. We've talked about it. I would love to see what the uptake would be if the test hadn't been $3,500 and it had been $350. I think that would have also changed the impact. So if it comes out there and becomes more standard and more commonly utilized, it'll be helpful to do and see the result of.
Although our patterns of care studies show that about a half of oncologists have started using the Oncotype, and there have been analyses, I think Gary Lyman, showing that it actually is cost effective in terms of avoiding chemotherapy. But the thing that I found the most interesting in breast was that in the higher recurrence score patients, they saw such a dramatic effect with chemotherapy, and it was actually CMF and MMF, you know, with a 75% relative reduction. And I wonder whether or not we'll see the same kind of thing in colon.
Yes, I would guess that it hasn't been considered as chemosensitive a tumor as breast cancer has, but I would bet that we're going to see the relative impact be the same. I think with regard to breast cancer, too, we've asked the question, and everybody would like to see more modern results, i.e., what kind of impact do the taxanes have in that group? That's going to be interesting to see if the impact's there like we guess it would be.